Right, welcome everybody. Today we're going to talk about finance, and I'm pleased to be joined by a very well-qualified individual, Paul Bryant, not only our equity development financials analyst, but also a long career in consulting with McKinsey and actually working in the industry. I hope you're well, Paul.
Yes, good, and nice to be talking to you.
Yeah, well, it's a very topical time. We've got the big picture. Lots of companies trying to restructure their balance sheet or get buffers in place because we don't know how long the lockdown or the impacts of Corona are going to last. At the same time, the banks are going to be suffering a lot of losses and are preparing with big write-downs. So the money is going to have to come from diverse sources, including the fund management sector. And then at the micro level, lots of companies reporting trading updates and results, which is very much your speciality. How do you see the messages coming out from the asset management sector?
Yes, thanks, Andy. No doubt they are going to be playing a big role in a post-corona world, not least recapitalizing damaged businesses, if you like. But not all fund managers are going to be well positioned to do that. Recent statistics have shown us there's been a massive capital outflow from equity funds in particular, and into cash during the first quarter of 2020, and again in particular during March. That's across the sector, but within the sector, there's differing stories, and some managers are going to be well positioned to play in this recapitalizing space and to take advantage of opportunities. A couple of examples from our own client base. Firstly, impacts asset management in the sustainable investing space, and then Tatton Asset Management, which provides model portfolios to financial advisors. Both of those have recently reported trading updates, and they've seen net inflows right through the crisis. So it's clear that for the right asset managers, investors are still showing confidence. But I think there's two specific trends in the asset management space which are worth looking out for. The first one, I really think there's a strong chance we might see a resurgence in active management, classical stock picking, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Seems logical.
Whereas, as we know, over the last few years, the trend has been the other way, favoring passive management. Why do I say that? Two main reasons. The first one, we're starting to see a huge distinction between, in inverted commas, winners and losers. So companies doing well or not too badly, and those that are really suffering. And I'm talking about their underlying economics in the business as well as their stock market performance. That's an environment where good active managers should thrive. So the quantitative easing period of a rising tide lifts all boats, I think those days are probably gone. Second main reason, I think there's bound to be mispricing of many equities in today's market. Why? Obviously, there's simply huge uncertainty about post-corona economies and how companies will perform within them. And there's also very specific uncertainties around things like bailouts. What are the strings attached to some of those bailouts? And it's incredibly difficult to price equities in that situation. So put those two big things together, wide discrepancies in performance, couple that with potential mispricing in equities, that really should be happy hunting ground for good active managers. That's the first trend in asset management. The second one, I think, is the move to sustainable investing. So even before Corona, this was a well-established trend in all major capital markets. Here in the UK, across Europe, the US, China, everywhere. And I think this could accelerate. So many of the investments from the sustainable investing asset managers, these are into companies which will become a far bigger part of the economy as we transition to more sustainable economies. They'll be in the sectors of the future: energy, water, food supply, financial inclusion. And many of those sectors are also at the cutting edge of technology. These are high-tech businesses. So I think that space in general could outperform for investors over time. It should outperform. And we're starting to see evidence of, we're already seeing evidence of longer-term outperformance. In our recent note on impacts asset management, which I've already mentioned, we analyzed the five-year performance of sustainable indices versus more general indices. And quite clearly, the sustainability indices came out on top. They were showing higher returns over that time period. Then within that, obviously, we were talking about impacts at the time. You are getting winners. And that was one company which was a shining light. For example, one of their strategies with a high level of assets under management, what they call global opportunities, that returned 11.4% compounded over 5 years. And that was measured at the end of March, where markets were close to their recent lows. So an impressive performance there. There's also been outperformance through the recent crisis. So many sustainable funds would have avoided polluting industries. Think about airlines and cruises. They'd also steered well away from oil. So they weren't in some of those hard hit industries. Now, those factors combined should result in investors paying more attention to sustainable investing, even just from a pure economic return standpoint. So I can't see this trend being a flash in the pan. It really is here to stay.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. And there's been a lot of discussion, you know, who are going to benefit from the post-corona world and whenever that starts. And the concern about health and well-being is beneficial for the healthcare sector, but I think you're entirely right. Concern for the whole planet and better quality of life means that individuals, as well as companies and fund managers, are going to be looking at more sustainable investment. So I very much agree with you on that one.
Yeah. But there are let me mention a last point on the sustainable investing space before we move on.
Yeah, sure.
There's going to be a split within that space as well. It's becoming quite clear. There was a recent academic study in the US which studied 400 odd funds, and it came to the conclusion that many of them were actually paying lip service in a way to the sustainable investing story. They were using it as a marketing tool. Mm-hmm. So I think what you will see is investors starting to sift through who are the true sustainable investment funds that are changing their investment philosophies in this space, as opposed to just using it as a label to attract assets under management. I think that's going to be important.
I think the same goes for companies, a lot of whom are claiming to be involved in this, but that lovely phrase, greenwashing, is going to see more analysis and more accountability. So agreed again. And any other trends or interesting things you've noticed relating to how asset managers or finance companies are running their businesses?
Yeah, looking a bit wider in the financial services space, first one, probably just a quick mention, but outsourcing. I think it's fairly obvious that many companies will be ratcheting up their cost consciousness at this time. That's an opportunity for companies that create efficiencies. So some outsourcing technology providers may do well, see some demand. Companies like Simply Biz may see a pickup. Also Paradigm, which is part of Tatton Asset Management, which I mentioned earlier. So I think outsourcing is one to look out for. And then secondly, very interesting here in the UK, is the small business lending space. Now, we know government has launched its program. It got quite a mouthful of a name, the Coronavirus Business Interruption Scheme. Initially, this was distributed through quite a limited number of banks, but they've had to increase the number of distributors. The large banks were swamped by volume. They couldn't keep up. So we've seen Oak North added to it, Starling Bank added to it, those kind of names. And now we are seeing lobbying as well from alternative lenders, fintech lenders, that space, to who want to distribute these loans. And you can argue that these types of companies are far better positioned to distribute smaller loans. That's their bread and butter business. So keep a lookout for companies like 1PM listed on AIM. If they do manage to become a distributor of these loans, that could open up a whole new client base to them. So that's one area to look out for. And then also in the small business lending space, investors shouldn't ignore the smaller banks. I'll give you a good example. Take AIM-listed PCF Bank. So a large chunk of their lending capital comes from retail deposits. So totally different to the fintech lenders who are very much dependent on wholesale or institutional funders. Now, those wholesale funders can prove to be fickle during difficult times. We saw it in the financial crisis where they withdrew funding lines quite quickly. But someone like PCF, protected in a way because they have access to retail deposits, they are able to grow. They may be able to grow quicker than the sector because of their business model and their access to lending capital in that way. So what on the face of it might look like a boring small bank, under the skin is certainly not a boring small bank. So there's quite a few things going on in that SME lending space as well, worth investors having a more detailed look, I think.
Yeah, well, thanks for those thoughts. Lots of interesting stuff there. So thanks very much, Paul. People say that finance is the lifeblood of the economy, the fuel in the engine. So I'm sure we will be coming back to you in a few weeks to get an update. But that's really helpful. And for people who want to read a little bit more about the stocks you've mentioned, on the equity development site, you'll find not only recent notes on Tatton Asset Management and Impax Asset Management, but a lot of prior coverage, as well as management interviews, and that goes for many other interesting companies too. In the meantime, stay safe, everyone.